Hello, neighbor.
You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Winier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 64th week of our look at the book of Genesis.
We're in chapter number 47
as we continue our study through God's precious Word.
Here's Pastor Walt Winier taking the Bible as it is
to people as they are.
These Egyptians were amazed, and other people were amazed at these Canaanites who were living longer than other folk. And he was amazed. He said, how old are you? I just see him. How old are you? And Jacob said, well, I'm 130. And wow, you know, 130 years of age. But notice what he said. He said, the days of my pilgrimage are 130. You know what a pilgrimage is? This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Pilgrims are journeying. We're sojourners. Remember, you use that term. He knew he had a better place. He says, the days of my pilgrimage. Let me just put it, you know, we are all on a pilgrimage. Every one of us here. We're all on a journey. Roads of life leads us into different directions. And this isn't a psychology class at all, but I'm telling you, we take different roads. Things happen in our life that sometimes you have to detour. You had your life all planned out and then something major happens, a health issue or whatever it may be, just fill in the blank. And all of a sudden you think you're going in a direction, all of a sudden it detours. Well, just remember, we're just pilgrims and we're just passing through. Let me add one more thing and I'm going to move on. That's why I don't let things bother me as a pastor. Don't misunderstand. This doesn't mean that I don't care about you, but I can't worry myself to death over 300, 400, 500 people. Everybody has problems. Everybody has problems, and everybody's making their own road. I can pray for you and love on you and all, but when things happen, if I worried about everybody all night, I'd never get any sleep. So why not just give it to God, and that's what I do. Give it to God. God, you can take care of them better than I can. I can't take care of all these folk. There ain't no way I could do. Y'all drive me crazy. All right. So I just said all that about worrying herself to death, and I have to keep going that way. So many preachers get burnt out. They just quit. They can't handle it no more. And I understand why, because they let it get to them, and they can't handle it no more. And their mind just. They need to wrap their head with duct tape or it's just going to explode, you know. So the key, and pastors ask me every once in a while, and I try to explain to them, you can't take it home with you. My wife's not, she's teaching in the class back there. When I come home and y'all lay out your problems and I pray for you, I don't take them home to my wife. If you want you and my wife to know something, you tell my wife. Are you following? So just that's how I do as a pastor, because I cannot carry my your burdens 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If not, I'd be a wreck. You understand? That don't mean I don't love you and don't care for you, don't pray, don't go to the hospital, visit with you and whatever, do your funerals, your weddings or whatever. I shouldn't have said that, and y'all are going to think I don't care. But if you want, you understand where my mindset is, okay? The thought is we're on a pilgrimage. And 20 years from now, none of this really matters. Only what we do for Christ is going to last. Hope that sinks in. Okay? All right. Y'all going to forget what I said in 5 minutes anyway, so let's move on. Notice he says, a journey through my life, my days have been few. He's 130 years old, but they've been few. Don't time fly. Amen. I'm looking at Doyle, probably either Doyle or Miss Iris. I don't know. Miss Iris is amazing. She's found the fountain of youth. She's, I don't know, 90-some years old. No, she's not. She's in her 80s. Yeah, she's in her mid-80s. I'm narrowing it down. 84? Are you 84? Wow, she has found the fountain of youth. Okay. Dole, how old are you?
86.
Okay. She got you. Anybody here older than 86? I didn't think so. I picked the right two people. I thought so. I know you people, okay, out here. All right. Time's flown by, hasn't it? Here I am, 60 years of age, and I wonder, where has time gone? We were talking about somebody the other day about time in Kenya. Well, Ernie and Sissy are here. Well, you know, Ernie, it's been over 20 years since I've been in Kenya as a missionary. It don't seem possible. We left in 1999. Where has time gone? It's fleeting. And that's why Jacob said, 130 years, but my days are few. He also meant it this way, as compared to grandpa and dad and grandpa and my other generations, my days are few. Even though he lived to be 147, Jacob lived another 17 years after this meeting. His lifespan, people's lifespan, mostly for the, well, boy, there's so much here. It's getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Remember in the days of Adam, he's 935 years. Methuselah, 969 years. Noah and all lived a long time. But after the flood, that canopy, and I won't get into all that, the sun and the radiation, its effect the length of earth. And I think I probably lost 5 years of my life yesterday. I was in that sun for hours. And you see, I'm all red-faced and all. I probably lost a few years of my life. That sun just eats you up. And all, you know what I'm talking about. I'm kidding. I'm going to live down and be 100 years old. I am, if he allows it. Anyway, Abraham died at 175. Isaac at 180. And he said, I'm not going to live as long as my father's. Because he said, the days of my pilgrimage are 130. They're few and they're evil. What do you mean by evil? My life's been hard. Sometimes, many of us, our life is hard. It's not a bed of roses. And you have difficulties with family. Boy, did Jacob have problems with them boys. We all through Genesis. And what Reuben did and what Simeon did and Judah. Oh, what those boys did to him. You're going to drive me to an early grave? I'm only going to live to be 147 years old. But you get the picture. He says, my days are few and evil. And I've not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers and the days of their pilgrimages that he's pulling together. I'm not going to live as long as my dad, my grandpa, and my great-grandpa, fathers, because they did live a lot longer than now our year span. If you're, what is it? The Bible says 70. What the Bible says, about 70 years. Some of us some of y'all are blessed to be way beyond that. We heard about Annie Ziegler this morning. 105, I think she is, 105. Boy, she's really going a long way, and God's blessed her. So Jacob's just telling him, listen, it's been a rough life, but yet God's been good to me. And then look at verse number 10. Again, Jacob blessed Pharaoh, and he went out from before Pharaoh. And this is probably, the Bible doesn't say any more about this, it's probably the last time Jacob saw Pharaoh. He went back to Goshen. He only lived 17 years, and we're going to get in the next chapter. Boy, I ain't even going to finish this one. We're in the next chapter. He's starting to get on. He sees his days are few, so he starts blessing the boys. That's the next chapter. Anyway, so probably last time and only time he saw Pharaoh. Verse number 11, and Joseph placed his father and his brethren and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt on the best of the land.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us this Saturday, July 3rd at 6 p.m. for a special concert as Old Paz Quartet will be with us. That's this Saturday, July 3rd at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.